Of all the pirate captains who ever set sail under the Jolly Roger, the most fearless skipper of all was a cutthroat named Blackbeard.
Black-hearted Blackbeard sank many a ship. He carried six pistols and knives on each hip. His name made men tremble and filled them with fear. Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard would sail through a storm, while only the hair on his chest kept him warm, and also the earring he wore in each ear. Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard would walk in a room, take out a big musket and shoot someone, boom! Then say, that's my way of announcing I'm here. Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard did not die in bed. 'Twas in a great sea fight that he lost his head. And now with the devil, he drinks rum and beer. Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
Black-hearted Blackbeard, the bad buccaneer.
In the wildest hurricane at sea, Blackbeard just laughed. As waves 40 feet high washed over his ship, Blackbeard stood calmly on the bridge, eating a chicken leg. Even when the spars and rigging were carried away, when the mainmast creaked and groaned and snapped in two, Blackbeard steered the ship into the center of the great storm. If ever a pirate looked like a pirate, it was Blackbeard. His long beard came down below his waist, and he tied it in pigtails with red ribbons. He wore gold earrings, and across his hairy chest, he carried six pistols. He could pick up a man by the hair and throw him as high as the crow's nest. He fought for hours without stopping. He was happiest when he was surrounded by enemies, his cutlass dripping with blood. When he went into battle, he stuck pieces of rope under his hat and set them on fire. So he fought in a cloud of fire and smoke. After winning a great victory one day against a British man of war, Blackbeard sat down with his men to a feast. Without anyone seeing him, he put one of his pistols under the table and shot his first mate through the knee. "Just don't ever forget who's captain of this ship," roared Blackbeard. Between voyages, Blackbeard spent his time in the little coastal towns of North Carolina, enjoying his great stolen wealth. The people were more afraid of him than they would have been of stampeding elephants. But they were helpless. And whenever the governor called out the army, Blackbeard and his crew of scoundrels simply got in their ship and sailed away. Finally, Blackbeard's evil reputation reached the ears of a young sailor, Lieutenant Maynard, who was as strong as steel and hated pirates. He carefully picked a crew of the bravest men he could find and set sail in his small sloop to find Blackbeard's ship, the Queen Anne's Revenge. The two ships met off the North Carolina coast. Maynard fired three shots. "Hey, lads," bellowed Blackbeard, "the little fish wants to play. Give him a broadside." Maynard returned the fire. Two pirates were killed, and Blackbeard got angry. He steered the Queen Anne's Revenge toward the sloop. "We'll ram her," ordered Blackbeard. "Now!" Blackbeard jumped aboard Maynard's ship. His peg-legged second mate was close behind. The rest of the buccaneers swarmed after them. The two crews fell on each other like tigers. Their swords clashed. Their pistols blazed, and the blood ran down the decks. Blackbeard was everywhere, cutting, slashing, hacking. So was Maynard. At last they met on the quarterdeck, and their swords crossed. It was steel against steel. Sparks flew from their cutlasses. They fought up the ladder to the bridge, and down again. With a mighty slash, Blackbeard spun the sword out of Maynard's hand. Someone quickly threw Maynard another. The fight went on. Cut, slash, hack. Cut, slash, hack. Suddenly, Blackbeard stumbled on the slippery deck. Maynard plunged his cutlass into Blackbeard's heart. The pirate fell to the deck. When they saw this, the pirates surrendered. Maynard brought them ashore in chains. That night, there was a great celebration with fireworks and singing.
Come all ye young fellas that follow the sea to my way. Hey, blow the man down and pray pay attention and listen to me. Give me some time to blow the man down.
I'm a deep water sailor just in from Hong Kong.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And give me some grog, I'll sing you a song.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
'Twas on a black baller I first served my time.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
And on that black baller I wasted my prime.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Is when a black baller's preparing for sea. Way, hey, blow the man down. You'd split your sides laughing at sights that you see. Give me some time to blow the man down.
With tinkers and tailors and soldiers and all.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
That ship for prime seamen on board a black ball.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
'Tis when a black baller is clear of the land.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
Our bosun then gives us the word of command.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Lay aft is the cry to the break of the poop. Way, hey, blow the man down. I'll help you along with the toe of my boot. Give me some time to blow the man down.
'Tis larboard and starboard, on the deck you will sprawl.
Way, hey, blow the man down.
For kickin' Jack Williams commands the black ball.
Give me some time to blow the man down. Pay attention to orders now, you one and all. Way, hey, blow the man down. For right there above you flies the black ball. Give me some time to blow the man down.
There was even a big parade. Carried in the parade, at the end of a long pole, was Blackbeard's head.